The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Okay, well, last night was Culture Night, a very different but beautiful offering again this year. We all know it's been a tough time for musicians, but one record company is getting a new lifeline. Clada Records, a mecca for traditional Irish music over the years, was recently bought over by Universal Music. They're planning to release lots of old Clada Records classics like these. Okay, we'll come back. We have some lovely Irish music to play for you in a moment. But going to you, Padraig O'Riordan, you're the son of Sean O'Riordan. This is a new chapter in the history of Clada Records with the signing with Universal Music. How do you feel about that this morning, given your family's involvement with Clada Records?
I think it's a reflection of the times we live in. It's the music industry is going through a kind of a schizophrenic period for the last quite a number of years, really. When one thinks of how 78s first and then LPs evolved in the 60s and the kind of the whole growth of presenting a series of pieces of music belong to one artist, an editorialized piece, thing if you like, package. And then the evolving of the CDs in the 80s. And people saying, oh, LPs are gone. And then lately, in recent years, I remember 10 years ago, I've been with Real World, and they're saying, oh, CDs are gone, it's USB sticks. No, they're gone too. So, I mean, then you had this thing of labels, which was very big in the earlier part of the last century, right through. But in recent times, artists are getting more, it's being democratized, if you like. The artists can now make their own CDs, and then the problem is how to disperse them and promote them, and that's still where the record label sits in. And then the big thing that made the whole thing kind of weird was about 15 years ago, you remember when iTunes arrived, and then CD Baby, and then Spotify. So people download digital versions of these tracks singularly, and then the artist gets very little out of that. So we're back again to this period of what is the record label really doing? And a big label like Universal cover all the genres and all the different formats. And it's going to be interesting to see how that ties in with the kind of different scene that is traditional music, or the more specialised or niche artists, if you like, around the world, indigenous musics of various kinds, or even, dare I say, jazz and classical music. So we look forward to it. The thing about Clada was there was two sections there. There's Woodtown Publications, which was what Garrett set up first, Woodtown being the house that he lived in, his own house before his mother's, he got his mother's house in Loughalaw. But in that at Woodtown Publications, they concentrated. Garrett was very into the creative. So whether it was sculptures or artists or musicians of every kind.
And Padraig, let's maybe take a moment to hear just an example of that beautiful music.
Shame Allah Mahilamar, Shame Hazar Gilamar, Neworth Fain and Sawaner Shane, O Hoigigain Mahilamar.
On the most westerly blasket, in a dry stone hut, he got this air out of the night. Strange noises were heard by others who followed, bits of a tune coming in on loud weather, though nothing like melody.
Padraig, you mentioned there Garrick de Bruin. Tell us a little bit about growing up in the house of Sean O'Riordan, having people like Garrick de Bruin as part of your childhood and the memories that you have today of that and Clada Records.
Well, that's a bit of a soundtrack there, brought it back. The first voice was my father, and the second voice was that of Seamus Heaney. And in the 60s, Ireland was a much smaller society, or population, if you like. Dublin was, 700,000 people maybe. There's 1.2 or 3 million there now. And the amount of artists per population is quite small. You know, for real. My father used to say there's maybe one real composer per 4 or 5 million. He wasn't saying he was the one, but and the same with poets. There's only so many real poets. You've many pretend poets or aspiring poets in particularly in modern day society where there's no leveling off of standard and so on. But in the 60s, when Gareth was in his heyday, he gathered around all these wonderful artists who half the time didn't really think of themselves as being wonderful artists because they were just setting out on the road. So you had Louis Le Brocq and Madden and Company, the artist, and then you had, on the other hand, you'd have Sinn Kelly, or you'd have Tom Kinsley, My Godfather, or John Montague, or Seamus Heaney, all these. Seamus is a little younger than the others. And they would mix socially and so on, quite often through Gareth, because he used to gather them together and put them in. I mean, I remember Gareth arrived down to Cork one day when I was a student in college, and he had on tow Robert Graves. And I was just astounded. Gareth lived on a worldwide platform, if you like. It's through him that I got my interest in Indian music, because of, obviously, he married an Indian princess, Purna. So he had this very eclectic, very wide-ranging view of life, and he lived like he never had money. He had all these buildings. I remember he inherited something like 14 castles, ruins of castles, from his, I think it was his father, Lord Arnmore Brown. And you had to pay a rent or tax on the chimneys that time. He hadn't a rap. He had no money. It was a joke. This very famous person with all this landed stuff. But he managed to get rid of them or do something in the late 60s. I remember that. And obviously his father had been married several times. But he had his one full brother and lots of siblings through the other partnerships and so on. But his full brother, Tara, died in a car crash in about 66 or that, and that kind of changed his life. He took that very heavily, and he was very close to my father, and then my father died in 71. So Gareth was full of love and loneliness. And that's the territory out of which artists draw their energy quite often. Mm-hmm. So I think he would have been a great artist if he had a different setup.
I wish we'd more time with you today. Just in a word, this moment of nostalgia, do you think we could see another Claddagh again?
I don't think it's possible, but I will say this, because of the new world we're in, we're living in a time of contemplation and reflection. And I think everyone who has an artist that they like, they should put in their name as one long word, the whole name, into the internet, Google them, and buy their music directly from the artist.
Good advice. Thank you so much, musician Pádraig Ólvaird.